Gillette College Board approves up to $400,000 for Pronghorn Center remodel. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette College Board has approved a maximum budget of $400,000 for the remodeling of the Pronghorn Center based on a proposal from Arte Design Group quoted at $388,043. The Gillette News Record reported Marty Wolf, the college's facilities director, indicated that while Arte's figures are considered accurate, the final decision on the firm is pending. The project will now be sent to the Wyoming Community College Commission for approval required for projects over $250,000. Janelle Oberlander, president of Gillette College, said the project may begin as soon as the summer of 2025. The remodel will transform the Pronghorn Center's storage room next to the track into a music classroom for the Energy City Voices. The plan includes a practice room, teaching classroom, two offices, an upgraded HVAC system, and soundproof walls. The space was chosen over building new storage as it proved more cost-effective. Existing equipment in the storage room will be relocated to portable trailers nearby. The Energy City Voices had previously been stationed in a room that was repurposed in 2020 to serve as a Veterans Resource Center, American Legion Post 307, at the college's main campus building. Governor Gordon announces wild bison license raffle winner. Governor Mark Gordon is pleased to congratulate Gerald Christ of Grable as the 2024 winner of the Wyoming Governor's Wild Bison Raffle. For the sixth year, Governor Gordon donated a bison license to support Wyoming wildlife conservation. Governor Gordon said, "I was glad to call Gerald Christ to deliver the good news that he was the winner of such an iconic Wyoming hunt. I want to thank all those who purchased a raffle ticket to support Wyoming's spectacular wildlife." The raffle, which was only open to Wyoming residents, raised $8,380. Proceeds will go to the Wyoming Governor's Big Game License Coalition to help support efforts to sustain Wyoming's wildlife. For more information about 2024 projects, you can visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.